Tony Brazzell's joining us. Morning, Tony.
Good morning to you, Hoss.
How you been?
Oh, pretty good, yeah. Just cranking up to a big day at Randwick on Saturday. It's a two-year-old kickoff day. It's one of my favourite days.
Yes. No, well, I want to talk about those. Now, we do have a Wanganui race, which will begin in about 30 to 60 seconds. So let's look at the first trial they're out of Randwick. This is coming out of the Breeders' Plate, race two on Saturday.
Yeah, I haven't got my teeth into the gym crack yet, Hoss, so we'll just go to the Breeders' Plate. It's race two, and we've come up with the favourite, number 12, Saboog. He's just looked awesome in that first trial at Randwick, pinged out of the gates and flattened out in the home straight. He was given a little bit of a rev there by James McDonald, and all he did was drop his head and run. It's been the trial of a very good horse, I'd say. So the Hawks operation, just so good with their two-year-olds. He's by Snitzel, this colt. And he just looks the genuine article, I suppose. So let's go off with him in the first male two-year-old race of the season in Sydney. Race two, number 14. 14's a good horse, Vancouver, but I think Saboog's gone a bit better. Race two, number 12, Saboog. It's $2.60 favourite.
Okay, so that's race two, number 12. And the other one you fancy off a recent trial was Kingdoms.
Yeah, I thought we'd go across to the Metrop, so we're looking at the last race, race 9, number 10, Kingdoms, down from Brisbane from Brian Smith, and he contested a trial at Warwick Farm a week ago. Looked terrific. He just bounded out of the gates and parked, say, midfield, field of seven, but he was about fourth most of the way, but three deep. He really did cover a lot of ground. And then when Larry Cassidy gave him a dig in the ribs, he bounded up, and there was no real vigour over the last little bit. He's obviously thriving, his horse. And he's turned in a very good run at Rose Hill recently, chased home He's Your Man there, spotted a big start and really did stretch out well. So we've seen him in Sydney, of course, before. He was placed in an AJC Derby. Mm. So he is a class act, gorgeous animal, and with a pretty good draw there. Gate 5, I think he'll get a lovely run. So let's make that our second trialer for Randwick on Saturday. Race 9, number 10, Kingdoms by High Chaparral.
Righto. Brian Smith telling us yesterday with a kind draw they'd like to ride the horse a bit closer than what we saw the other day. And you mentioned that trial. I think it was sitting right up on the pace. So the two for Randwick, race 2, number 12, and race 9, number 10. Now, you've got one for Flemington and also looking, I think, at the Gold Coast on Saturday. I'm hesitating. I think there's only a couple out here at Wanganui. What's happening with the one at Flemington? It's also a two-year-old for Gay Waterhouse?
Yeah, well, that's the one Gay mentioned earlier in that interview. Yep. Race 1, number 10, Marley Rose. I haven't got the TV on.
No, you're right.
Give me a rev.
No, keep going. You're right.
But it's just a bit of a guess. Like, I just wanted to mention that, you know, these two-year-olds in Melbourne, 12 runners in that Maribyrnong trial, six of them have never been seen. So, like, how can you bet with confidence? It's just a silly situation. But she has shaped up all right. She's sat very deep in her trial. She ran third at the big Randwick session. And even though she was revved up a bit, she really did stretch out well. So she's got an engine, this one, by Migdalia Doro. So if you're keen to have a bet, you know, there's always this dark horse situation with these races.
But,
press for a tip. We'll go race 1, number 10, Marley Rose, Tommy Berry aboard. One of your good interviewers on the show.
Yeah, he does a good job. But talking with Tony Brazzell, Tony, the feature Queensland program on Saturday is in at the Gold Coast.
Yes, it's at the Gold Coast, and we have the two-year-olds kicking off up there too. I haven't had a look at those trialers yet, but I thought we might scoot across to race 6, number 4, Rockley. This is only a one-race veteran at this point for Johnny Morrissey, so it's got the home track advantage, and he looks to be a very promising horse. That one start was at Doomben in early September, and just came from a long way back. He's still very green and raw, this horse, but made up a stack of ground, $40 for a win he was. He's only been beaten a neck or so. And then only 2 days ago, on Tuesday, John wheeled him out in a trial. He ran fifth of six, but couldn't get a crack in the straight. He ran up behind most of those leaders, but the brakes are on big time, obviously. He just looks to be a serious horse. He's trialled like a very promising animal on two occasions.
Mm.
So big watch out for him, the grey. It's race 6, number 4, Rockley.
Michael Carl takes the ride there. So Gold Coast is race 6, number 4. Flemington, it's race 1, number 10. And for Randwick, it's race 2, number 12. And race 9, number 10. They're the trial fancies off the trial file for Tony Brazzell. We'll chat again on Saturday morning, Tone.
Sure will, Hoss.
Tony Brazzell.